You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we're cracking up. Oh, that's right, you guys. We're on the air. Okay, Dr. Gira, get yourself together. So we were talking about how people call me all the time and ask me how they can help somebody find a living donor, because I found Vivian a living donor. And the answer is there is no answer. There's no circumstance. There's no system. There's no group. There's nobody that can really help. So listen up. I'm going to tell you how you do it right now. You pull out all the stops. You get every single person you know to send your request to their network. I recently got one from a law firm. Person never called me back, but they were wondering how to reach out, and the law firm at least had the guts to email it. Wow. Some people don't want to get involved because they think it's going to impact negatively their view of their other people. Wrong. Wrong. People want to help. Your most difficult client just doesn't know you. This is going to help them get to know you. Dr. Gira, what do you think about that?
Yes, everybody could be a donor. At the end of the day...
Well, 10%.
Exactly.
Okay.
You could want to donate.
There you go.
It's up to us to make that decision if that's the right thing for you. We will always support the donors and make the decision based on what's the right thing for them. Irrelevant of what's going on with the recipient. So if you ever think about helping somebody, you're not just helping that one person that you think that you love. You could help thousands of people that are waiting on the list.
Well, wait a minute. You got close, but you didn't talk about a little secret, and that's paired donation. Rock on about paired donation.
That's correct. So at the Miami Transplant Institute, we're about saving everyone, and that means finding the right kidney for the right patient.
Oh, my gosh. This is so beautiful.
So that being said, even if you're a compatible donor and you really want to donate to your loved one, we could even find a better match for your loved one by being able to signing up through the paired exchange program. So what we tell all our patients is at the end of the day, it's the most important thing is what's going to be best for you. So if you have a mother, a sister, a friend, it could be even a neighbor that wants to donate. And even if you're compatible or not compatible, through the paired exchange program, once again, we'll find the best kidney for you. And you give thousands of other opportunities to other individuals.
And what's the number to call? And remember, Keith, you know what I'm going to say? Go slow, because we got Jets fans listening.
Okay, the number is 305-355-5000.
Oh, that's great. You're terrific. Now, Nora, I want to talk to you for a second here.
Oh. Talk to me.
Okay, Nor, there's people out there that are hurting, that they're scared, they're driving in their car and they're angry. What's something that they can do real quickly to kind of calm down? I actually drove next to somebody on South Miami, true story, South Miami Avenue, over the bridge from downtown to we stopped, I looked at her, she looked at me, and she went like this. I couldn't believe it. With the little thing where you go, where you're like, it was amazing. I said, spot channel. She cracked up and turned on the spot channel.
Okay, so keep your eyes open if you're still driving. So if we're driving, our eyes are open. But three tools that we can use is our breath, first and foremost. You can breathe no matter what you're doing in business, driving, sitting, talking, whatever. You can be very, 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 very conscious of your breath. And when you're conscious of your breath, your physiology changes. So first and foremost, consciously breathe. And that means deeply be mindful of the inhale that you're taking, hold it for a moment, and exhale. And do that for as long as necessary to really get to your center on the inside of you. There's thousands and thousands of breathing techniques. We're just going to focus on that one. The second is, if you're sitting in your car, you can change the types of music that you're listening to. And when you change the music, that vibration will affect your brain and your body in a different way. Or listen to you, or listen to you.
No, that's okay. I make them happy. We're having fun. But like I said, I drive around. Sometimes I listen to the spot. In fact, that's all I listen. I used to listen to all the rock and roll and bam, 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 Led Zeppelin.
And that does something else to you, which maybe in some moments you want that.
But not when I'm in the car with a guy just trying on the, you look at it, Waze. Should I go left? Should I go right? Should I go straight? Oh, I'm going to go straight.
Exactly. So you want to breathe. You want to be conscious of what you're listening to, and take a moment when you're stopped at a red light and bring into your consciousness, into your mind, what are you grateful for? Because the second that you remember to be grateful for that breath that you took, and that you know, and people who are going through really, really deep illness, one of the things that's really powerful is they understand that death is right there. And so there's something that they can find to be grateful for that's easy. So I would say breathe, be mindful of what you're listening to, and bring in things that you're grateful for and say them. I am grateful for A, B, C, and D.
Were you sitting next to me in the car when I drove in this morning? You are the best. You are the best. You are absolutely the best. The best. Dr. Kira, what are your thoughts on that?
I need to hire her.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what I'm just thinking
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Well, you know, look, let's talk about that for a minute, because one of the things that we got involved with very early on was through Dr. Goldschmidt. He introduced us to somebody who's no longer at the university, but who did work with us in the beginning, who was in the integrative medicine field. And what that person taught us, and in fact, I have a couple of episodes that I run over and over again, is mindfulness. Mindfulness. And so it was really something very important, and that's part of what we like to bring to the community, which we're going to bring with your help, you know, more of this to the community. So I think it's really important. I wasn't joking. See, I do. I listened to the Spa Channel. I went to synagogue this morning because I wanted to pray first. I went to synagogue. I got in my car. I thanked God. I got it out of my system about all the big things that were going on today, and I prayed to God, and then I just let it go, and I went through the day as you know. And I was grateful that Vivian was going to be on there. I had such great friends. You see, you didn't know you were my friend, but you are.
That's right.
And you, I'm getting to know. You know, it's a guy from Chicago. And Dr. G and I kind of leave her on a pedestal, but I don't really, you know, so you're all great. And I really forgot what I was. Oh, yeah. So I was driving in. I was literally counting my blessings. And that's when I saw the guy that, you know, I was going over. I was going to the right, like you're going south and you go to the right or the left. Or am I going straight? And the guy, I thought he was plowing in to hitting the sandbox there in the middle. But this is really important. And I'm making a lot of jokes, but I'm making jokes to break the tension. Because if I really talked, and if Keith and I really talked, and Dr. Guerin, and, you know, even you, Luke, if we really talked, you see, I told you I was going to be good and you would have a great time.
True story.
I told you. And so, but really what it is I want to bring a positive energy to this discussion because it's so important. Keith, you were there. You held somebody's hand. Dr. Guerin, you hold lots of hands. Noor, I know you hold a lot of hands, too. You hold pens. Okay.
He holds my hand.
Okay, there you go. Make Dr. Guerin brave. Okay. It's okay. We're going to be able to get you that new device. Don't worry. We'll figure it out. We'll call Mr. Trouble.
I would like to say for the record that we opened a mindfulness room at the Transplant Institute
yes.
for our employees last week.
Yes.
And so... So your timing on this is excellent. We converted one of our break rooms into a soft lighting, yoga mats, beanbag chairs, soft music, because we know that our caregivers, our doctors and nurses
yes.
and social workers and all those people are dealing with this stress every day. And that hand-holding that you're talking about, the reassurance that you're talking about them offering yes. to our patients, we have to put them first, right? And yes. so for us, I've got to make sure that our team is able to deal with their own stress, because only then are they going to be able to help the people who need it most, which is our patients.
Dude in the corner room on the transplant floor that we were on that just got a bunch of dead chairs. Oh my God, that would have been great to have that. No, because, you know, that floor, it's full of successes, but it's also full of disappointments. Okay, we went up there the Saturday or Sunday after Hurricane Irma.
Yes.
We thought we had a living donor. We got rolled up there. We got all spiked up there. We saw the people walking around after their surgery. We thought we were going. But you see, that's what it's about, too. It's about disappointment and the roller coaster that you're on. But in the end, there's always good things that are going to come out of it. And we're going to talk about that in the final segment. We're going to bring Vivian on again. We're going to lead the show with Vivian. The next segment, it'll be a lot of Vivian. And then we'll have everybody say their message to Vivian. Wanda...
Yeah.
Let's get pink.
Why not?